It is an exciting moment because it actually places oneself right at the heart of history. You know, we are here in the middle of it all happening. So it can be very appealing to people who live in sort of quiet, rather boring lives, and suddenly they're in the middle of it all. It's all happening to us here now. And it is a point of interest that quite a number of these prophets are outsiders of modest background who suddenly can gain fame and fortune. I don't mean that they're necessarily doing it consciously as a sort of trick, but in another way that they may feel like Joanna Southcott is a very modest background, a Dorset yeoman's daughter, but may feel that she has been called to give a message from God. That makes their lives seem far more important and exciting. So I think it's very, very thrilling. On the other hand, it could also be very worrying. I mean, a lot of people get very anxious if they're aware of their life as full of sins and immorality. But they're probably the sort of people who laugh and think, eat, drink and be merry. There is one other aspect I should have mentioned too. Not only do people take the signs from external things like earthquakes or the planets or civil wars, but especially in the Bible, there's a lot of mention of significant numbers. So quite a number of scholars have tried to calculate the numbers just by perming the clues within the Bible. And again, that tradition is bound to go on, although it's always frowned upon. But the Bible makes certain remarks about how long the world is going to survive. And people then can try and calculate when did the earth begin, and when did the world begin, and when is it going to end. So, you know, there's a sort of industry based around this. Again, just adding in another question to myself, which you haven't asked, I should have mentioned too that end of the world beliefs can be fused with politics, making a very, very powerful political statement and adding support to political campaigns. And here there's some interesting examples from Islam. Islam is, again, as I said, very, very wary of precise predictions. This is very frowned upon to make precise predictions of the end of the world. But nonetheless, there are references to the coming of a Mahdi, who isn't the Messiah, but is the messenger of the Messiah. And there have been quite a number of people in there, particularly in the Middle East, when their countries are under attack. There have been people who come forward and declare themselves to be the Mahdi. For example, one appeared in 1799 fighting against Napoleon. So that fused a sort of nationalist and religious opposition to the intruder. And the most famous of these, again, appears in film and story, was the one in 1885, the Mahdi who took Khartoum and killed General Gordon. And interestingly, he again is fusing anti-invader with religious enthusiasm. If you can add inspirational religion, it greatly strengthens your cause, as we see all around the world to this day. And the Mahdi, his name is Mohammed Abdullah in Sudan, and interesting again, his son and grandson continued to play significant roles in Sudanese politics, not in a fighting role, but picking up this mantle of coming from a holy family. So, you know, it's giving holiness to other causes, politics, religion, ecology, bringing them urgently to the sort of centre of time